This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. Okay, guys, so we are finishing, or we can call it a version two, you understand? Because I also want to look at this one from a different point of view, guys, because speaking about the fact that God is love, but the question is, just because he's love, does it mean that he loves us unconditionally? That's the question. Does it mean that he loves us unconditionally? No. The answer is no, guys. Jesus, because you know, if you go to the Gospels, you find Jesus says, my Father loves me because I obey his commands. My Father loves me because I do his will. Meaning Jesus is telling us that he received that much love because he obeyed daddy's will and he obeyed daddy's commands. You understand? In fact, he tells us that he will reveal himself to us and show us love if we obey his teachings. You understand? Meaning that if we don't, we're not going to receive his love. So I understood when I started dealing with my daddy and Lord, you know, that, this thing we call here on earth, we call unconditional love, we're actually fooling ourselves. It doesn't exist. Guys, let your spouse cheat on you and tell me if you love them unconditionally. Tell them, you see, guys, if you love someone unconditionally, you are actually telling them to do whatever they want to do, you're still gonna love them. Let him cheat on you. Let her cheat on you and tell me that unconditional love still exists. Guys, let him beat on you. Let her beat on you and tell me that unconditional love exists. You've got a child. You often hear parents say, oh, I love him unconditional. Wait until they rape you. Wait until your child, your male child, rape you and tell me if you love them unconditionally. Guys, as I said, just because you've kicked the person out of your life because they've been hurting you, it doesn't mean that you have changed, but they are no longer going to receive this love. You understand? They are no longer, because it says God is love, meaning that he is love. Oh, guys, you know, Lowell and Rich, he sings that song, guys. He did it justice. Believe me, he says, Jesus is love. Oh, guys, he did it justice. He did it for me, you know. And it's true, you know, he is love. But if I disobey him, oh, guys, I'm so jealous. Believe me when I tell you, I'm so jealous. You know, I read about Paul, how much love he received from Jesus. And I'm like, Paul, at least I received the same love. If I wasn't, I'd be so jealous because, guys, those people, guys, I've received so much love from them that I don't want to see any other receiving so much. Guys, I'm jealous now. Guys, I'm jealous, you know. So I sit and I'm like, my Lord, I will never disobey you. Why? I want to cling on. I want to hang on to that love because it's like a drug. For me, guys, to see another person receiving it and I'm no longer receiving it, guys, I will have to kill myself. You know, people often say that Judas Iscariot is a fool because he committed suicide. You don't know what Judas lost. Guys, Judas lost love. He realized, damn, finally I've lost this. You know, guys, here on earth, we usually appreciate things that we've lost. It's because we are dead. So we take advantage of things that are so precious in our lives that we start realizing how important they are, how precious they are when we've lost them. You understand? So Judas was a fool. He realized, damn, you know, people tend to say, oh, Judas Iscariot was a fool by committing suicide. Judas was not a fool. Believe me when I'm telling. Guys, believe me. Guys, you know, I've received so much love from those people that if ever, guys, I find myself disobeying them, I would have to commit suicide because I cannot live without their love. That's what Judas realized. Unfortunately, it was too late. Unfortunately, guys, it was too late. Guys, I'm jealous. When I hear Paul speaks like that, I'm like, okay, Paul, I don't mind it because I'm also receiving it. You know, when I listen to Peter, when I read their letters, John, James, Matthew, all of them, you know, I sit and I'm like, oh, well, I don't mind. Why? I'm still receiving it because I'm jealous, guys. Oh, well, I'm not the only one. You read the word. It says God is a jealous God. Oh, guys, and he's jealous. Believe me, that's why he wants it all or nothing. He's jealous. You understand? Nevertheless, guys, we are not speaking about that. What I'm actually speaking about here is the fact, guys, that, you know, guys, we human beings, we are outlaws. We are outlaws, guys. We hate laws so much. Guys, we hate laws so much, you know. And, you know, I was watching this movie by my favorite actor, you know, Keanu Reeves, you know. I love him in the John Wick series. I've actually watched them all, you know, four of them, you know. And this guy, you know, I was watching it, you know, this man from there, you know, was saying that, actually his manager, he was saying that we've got laws, you know, because when you deal with human beings, you are dealing with animals. Ah, guys, and it's true. It's true. You know, when he was saying that, you know, speaking about the laws of their continental stuff, whatever they in that, you know, series, you know, it took me back to the word. Because you see, guys, when you're dealing with human beings, believe me when I tell you, you're dealing with animals. So you need laws. You need laws in order to deal with human beings. That's why, guys, when I bring a person closer to me, I have to learn their principles. I need to find out who they obey. Because if you bring anyone to you, they will treat you anyhow. Because we human beings, we think that we can just do anyhow. And we can continue and say, I'm sorry. Sorry doesn't do it. Sorry doesn't do it. And it doesn't do it for Jesus. Guys, it doesn't do it for Jesus. You know, he's the guy, guys, who created hell. He is a guy who created hell. That should tell you a lot. Guys, that speaks volumes. The guy who created heaven is the same guy who created hell. Hell was not created by Satan. Yes, it was created for Satan and his cohort, but it was not created for Satan. I mean, guys, it was not created by Satan. It was created by the same guy who created heaven. Imagine, guys, these bold extremes by one person. Imagine, guys, both extremes by one person. That should tell you a lot. That's why I always tell you that Jesus is so much love, yet the guy is so cold. So much love. I've never received so much love, yet the guy is so cold. That's why I don't want to disobey him after knowing the truth. Why? I know how cold he is. Guys, that day I disobey Jesus, I will commit suicide. I will, because I cannot stand his wrath. I cannot stand his wrath. He is the guy who created hell as well. Guys, you know, so you often hear people who go to church doing whatever they want to do, left, right, and center, you know, go continue having sex outside marriage, and they say they're going to cancel sins on Sunday. And I'm saying, you're canceling what? You're messing with the wrong dude. You don't know the dude you are messing with. That's why churches are filled with people who are spiritually dead. They're loving money, loving the things of the world, you understand? And they think that they can just go to church and cancel. Cancel what? You see, guys, with Jesus, you need to stop doing what he commands against in order to retain him. If you think that you're still going to keep loving money and the things of the world, and you're going to keep Jesus, you're joking. You're actually playing games. That is a joke. You understand, guys? Why? There's no such thing as unconditional love. Particularly with them. It doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. You know, guys, people in churches are dead. Guys, you often heard me speak so much against sin. Guys, I'm not doing it because I enjoy saying those things. It's because people in churches, guys, are dead. They continued in sin knowingly. And there's no blood because they did it on purpose. Once you know and you continue, they no longer remain sacrifice for sins. You understand? You often hear them say that Jesus came for sinners. Of course he came for sinners. What did he bring? Blood. And what? And his teachings. So that you'll do what? So that you'll obey him. So why are you continuing in sin? Because if he gives teachings and he gives blood, you see, guys, if Jesus came down here and gave us blood and went home without teachings, all of us would be dead again. Why? Our flesh is giving us problems. And when you continue allowing your flesh to do these things, you die again spiritually, never to be alive again spiritually. You understand? So Jesus gave us those teachings so that we can change. So if you tell me that Jesus came to sinners, Jesus loves sinners. Yes, he loves sinners. He came to sinners and he gave them blood and teachings so that they will not continue in sin. That's why he did it. Guys, we are outlaws. We hate laws. When you're dealing with human beings, you are dealing with outlaws. You're dealing with people who want to do whatever they want to do to you and continue receiving the same love. It ain't happening. Guys, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. I'll keep repeating that. It ain't happening. Guys, once you break it, once you break the law, hell break loose. You break the law, hell break loose. Because you are now opening the floodgates of hell. You are now opening the floodgates of hell. If you want to be on the right side of Jesus, obey his commands, keep his commands, you will be on his right side. Because you believe me when I tell you, you don't want that man's backside. You don't. You know, you often listen to people, you know, in reality shows say that, oh, you can mess with Jesus, he will forgive you. But you don't mess with this person. And I'm like, oh, you're a fool. You haven't read his word. This is a guy who told Adam, if you eat from that tree, you will die. Guess what? Adam died spiritually. Guess what? Adam died spiritually. This is a guy who told Judas, he said, you will wish you were never born. Guys, Jesus is a guy who told Judas, he said, you will wish you were never born. He says, woe to the things that happen to people, but woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. Woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. He will wish he was never born. Judas did what? He committed suicide. Guys, I'm trying to explain to you. You go read Hebrews 10, verse 27. He says, once you know the truth, he doesn't forgive. You will go to hell. This is a guy, guys, who created heaven as well as hell. Guys, daddy doesn't create anything. He's never. Daddy, guys, you can call him Mr. Lazy Lazy if you want to. Even though he's not. He's the guy who created the world in 7 days. So he's not lazy. But you can call him Mr. Lazy Lazy because he actually creates everything through Jesus. This is a guy who created heaven as well as hell. So this is a guy you never mess with. So if you think that just because it says God is love, it means that his love is unconditional, then you don't know him. Come to me, I'll teach you about him. Come to me, I'll tell you stories you won't believe. You won't believe. As it is, people don't have Jesus. People in churches don't have Jesus. They are busy wasting their time there. I wonder why they wake up in the morning on Sundays and go to church. Churches should be empty on Sunday. Believe me when I tell you, churches should be empty on Sunday. On Sundays, because the person they think is listening to them has closed his ears, doesn't listen to them. Doesn't. Why? They messed with the wrong dude. He says, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter my kingdom, but only he who does my will. You understand? He says, because you practice lawlessness. Why? He's not a God of the dead. When you sin, he doesn't change. He remains the same because God is love, but you lose it. Why? You die spiritually. Because of sin, you die spiritually. That's why I warn against sin so much. Guys, if you've been listening to this show, you know how much I warn against sin. Why? People in church no longer have Jesus. They've lost him. Why? They messed with the wrong dude. That is a dude you don't want to mess with. Oh no, Jesus came down here so that, you know, I mean, Jesus actually loves sinners. He came to sinners. He loves sinners. Yes, he loves sinners. What did he do about it? He gave them blood. He gave them teachings. Don't mess with Jesus. You understand? There's no such thing as unconditional love. It doesn't exist. Nowhere does it exist. No way. It doesn't. When you deal with human beings, guys, you are dealing with outlaws, people who behave like animals. Therefore, you need to find out their principles, find out who they fear. If they don't fear Jesus and you fear Jesus, kick them out. But if you don't fear Jesus as well, find out who they fear, because they will respect that person. If you go and report them to that person, they will change. One who fears Jesus, Jesus will rebuke, and that person will not continue. The mere fact that they are continuing in sin, it means Jesus is not there. That's why he's not rebuking. Don't mess with Jesus. Until next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God, so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament, because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through his Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of his word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.